Deuteronomy chapter 19. When the Lord your God has cut off the nations, whose land the Lord your God is giving you, and you dispossess them, and settle in their towns and in their houses, set apart three cities for yourselves in the middle of your land the Lord your God is giving you to possess. Prepare roads to them, and divide into three regions the land the Lord your God is causing you to inherit, so that anyone who kills another person may flee there. This is the law for the one who kills someone, who flees there in order to live. Whoever kills his neighbor unintentionally, without hating him beforehand. For example, suppose a man goes into a forest with his neighbor to cut wood, and his hand swings the axe to chop down a tree, and the axe head slips off the handle and strikes his neighbor so that he dies. He may flee to one of these cities and live. Otherwise, the avenger of blood may pursue the killer while he is hot with anger and overtake him because the way was too far, and kill him even though he was not worthy of death, because he had not hated him beforehand. Therefore, I am commanding you, you must set apart three cities for yourself. If the Lord your God enlarges your territory, as he has sworn to your forefathers, and gives you all the land he promised to give them, you must keep this entire commandment that I am commanding you today, to love the Lord your God and walk constantly in his ways. Then you should add three cities more besides these three. This should be done so that innocent blood is not shed in the midst of the land the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance, and then you would be guilty of bloodshed. But if anyone hates his neighbor and lies in wait for him and attacks him and murders him and then flees to one of these cities, then the elders of the victim's town must send and bring the culprit back and hand him over to the avenger of blood so that he may die. Your eye must not pity him, but you must purge innocent blood from Israel so that it may go well with you. Do not remove your neighbor's property marker, set up by former generations, when you receive your inheritance in the land the Lord your God is giving you to possess. A single witness is not to convict a person of a crime or wrong in any offense he has committed. It will take testimony from two or three witnesses to legally establish a case. If a malicious witness comes forward against someone to accuse them of wrongdoing, then both parties of the dispute must stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges who are in office in those days. And the judges will make a thorough investigation. If it turns out that the witness is a false witness and has accused his brother falsely, then you must do to the accuser just as he was attempting to do to his brother. In this way you must purge evil from your midst. Then the rest of the people will hear and fear and will not commit any such evil in your midst. You must not show pity. It shall be life for a life, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, hand for a hand, and foot for a foot.